Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. I hope that your English language learning is coming on well. If you know other people who are trying to learn English, then tell them about Adept English too. The more people we have listening, the better, and it encourages us to keep going. So if you've got family members or friends who are also learning English or struggling to learn English, then don't forget to tell them about us. So how about we do something quite simple today? What about the English word tomorrow? T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W. You probably have a word that means the same thing in your language. Tomorrow is the day after today. And do you remember the word for the day before today? Yes, that's right. Yesterday. We don't have words in English for the day before yesterday or the day after tomorrow. But I know that they do in German, for example. You have gestern for yesterday and vorgestern for the day before yesterday. They also have a word in German for the day after tomorrow. So morgen is tomorrow and übermorgen is the day after tomorrow. But as you can hear, we don't have these words in English. Only yesterday and tomorrow. I wonder what you have in your language. So what about a phrase using the word tomorrow? If someone uses the phrase in English, like there's no tomorrow, or as if there's no tomorrow, what do they mean? Well, I guess this phrase comes from a time where you would store up things in your house. This might mean that the food you stored after the summer harvest had to last all the way through the winter, or your logs, your fuel for your fire, had to be conserved so that there was enough for the winter. You needed to make sure that you had enough. So in this context, thinking about tomorrow was really important. You needed to make sure that you were covered, if you like. It's less of a problem now because we tend to just go and buy some more of whatever it is. So when we say in English, like there's no tomorrow, it's an adverbial phrase, a phrase which acts like an adverb and which describes a verb. What does it mean? Well, when we say this, we mean that someone is doing something very quickly, very rapidly, very eagerly. They're doing it without restraint or thought, as if there won't be another opportunity, as though you must do something as quickly as possible. And there's a sense that the speaker thinks that the action is a little bit irresponsible. People aren't taking responsibility properly for what they're doing if it's like there's no tomorrow. There's a slight bit of criticism in the phrase. So the idea is that you're going at something, using it up, and it will run out soon. There'll be none left for tomorrow. Where did this idea for the phrase come from for the podcast? It came from my children eating up all the biscuits on holiday as though there was no tomorrow. How about we use some examples in sentences? I'll repeat the sentences three times each, then you can have a go at saying them yourself. This will help you practice your pronunciation. And by the way, the verb to gobble means to eat very quickly. Here we go. The children were really hungry and gobbled the sandwiches as though there was no tomorrow. I'm leaving space for you to repeat it. The children were really hungry and gobbled the sandwiches as though there was no tomorrow. The children were really hungry and gobbled the sandwiches as though there was no tomorrow. Every time my cousin goes clothes shopping, she spends money as if there's no tomorrow. Every time my cousin goes clothes shopping, she spends money as if there's no tomorrow. Every time my cousin goes clothes shopping, she spends money as if there's no tomorrow. Every time my cousin goes clothes shopping, she spends money as if there's no tomorrow. You're using printer paper as if there's no tomorrow. You're using printer paper as if there's no tomorrow. You're using printer paper as if there's no tomorrow. He piled wood onto the fire as though there was no tomorrow. He piled wood onto the fire as though there was no tomorrow. He piled wood onto the fire as though there was no tomorrow. Okay, if you haven't signed up yet for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, then I suggest that you do this straight away. It's free. You don't have to pay any money. It's full of video of me speaking, and it will explain to you our method, why and how Adept English works, and how to best use the podcasts. The course gives you tips on language learning, and in particular, it explains what is needed, what is necessary for someone to become fluent in a language, any language actually. But this is advice which you can apply to your English language learning, which will help you become fluent and speed up your learning. You can download our courses straight away or sign up for our free course straight away. You'll be learning English like there's no tomorrow. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.